you're playing against the Golden State Warriors. Score is 107-109. You guys are close to getting into the playoffs. You know exactly what happens in the game. You go up, you're about to take your shot, and then all of a sudden, boom,
yeah.
Achilles happens, right? Friend of mine, Nima, he is here just to listen to you. He played ball. And he told me, he says, Patrick, I don't think you understand. He says, when I tore my Achilles in high school, he says, four friends of mine dragged me to my hospital. I was crying from there straight to the hospital. He says, I have no clue how the hell this guy did it. He went and hit the free throws, and then you walked off the stage,
yeah.
And then you got the surgery done.
Yeah.
How the hell do you tolerate that kind of pain?
I tell this example, and I think this is the best way to explain it. You have a hamstring injury, you pull your hamstring really, really badly, you can barely walk, right? Let alone play anything, soccer, basketball, volleyball, whatever it is, can't do anything. Doctor tells you go home, sit up on the couch, rest your hammy, right? Stay off of it, don't get up, no sudden movements. You're at home, all of a sudden a fire breaks out in the home, right? Your kids are upstairs, you know, wife is, you know, wherever she may be, you know, shit's going down, right? I'm willing to bet that you're going to forget about your hamstring, you're going to sprint upstairs, you're going to grab your kids, you know, make sure your wife's good, you're getting out of that house, right? Hamstring be damned. You're not going to feel your hamstring, right? And the reason is because the lives of your family are more important than the injury of your hamstring. And so when the game is more important than the injury itself, you don't feel that damn injury.